It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out what books you love to read and reread and what's still on your list.
First, a recent survey conducted by the Wisconsin Alumni Association found that there are a substantial number of business startups among graduates of the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Joining us now to tell us more about the results of this recent survey is Aaron Oliver, Managing Director at University Research Park. Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, tell us about this survey. What were you looking to find out here?
Well, the university is really committed to the Wisconsin idea, the idea, the notion that the boundaries of the university are the boundaries of the state. So we're interested in finding out, when Badgers graduate, what are they doing and how many of them are founding companies. And we did a survey with the help of the Wisconsin Alumni Association and found out there's a lot of entrepreneurship, not only all around the country, but all over Wisconsin. So we were excited to find over 800 unique Wisconsin companies in our sample. They're in more than 200 cities in Wisconsin and in 51 of the 72 counties.
So not just clustered in Madison or in the Madison area.
Definitely not. There's obviously a lot at right here where I'm standing at University Research Park, and people a lot of times think of the biomedical and IT-related companies that are spinning out of the university here in Madison. But we actually found, you know, more than 200 different cities had UW-Madison startups. And this, keep in mind, is just a sample. It wasn't a census of everyone, so there's probably a lot more than that. There's probably a lot more cities represented if we could find every single one. But I think what it shows is that people are not only starting companies that are commercializing the research from the university, but they're also taking the education that they get, the connections that they make, the ideas that they're exposed to, the friendships they form, and the experiences that they have back to their own communities or communities that they decide are great places to raise families. And they're starting all kinds of different businesses, food processing businesses, small manufacturing operations, financial service firms, brew pubs. Any number of different types of firms were represented in the sample.
Now, this all comes in the midst of, as you may have noticed, a state budget negotiation. It includes university funding, possible cuts. Do you see this as a selling point to take to lawmakers to say, hey, the state's getting some value here?
I certainly hope so. You know, when you think about what makes Wisconsin special, there's a lot of things that we really take pride in here, our great quality of life, our great K-12 schools, the Green Bay Packers. But the University of Wisconsin is one of the things that's really special about the state, one of the things that's really different than other states. We're doing $1 billion of research here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and that research base is bigger than all but three other universities nationally. We're doing more research than Harvard, than MIT, than Stanford, Yale, you name it. And so part of one of the big advantages we have is that kind of research base attracts incredible faculty, incredible students, and it not only helps Research Park take those ideas and turn them into companies like Stratatech or Cellular Dynamics, but it also is exposing students to all kinds of different enrichment experiences while they're here, and they're taking that back to communities across Wisconsin in the spirit of the Wisconsin idea.
Talking to Aaron Oliver, Managing Director at University Research Park, about a recent survey looking at entrepreneurship among UW-Madison alumni around the state and around the country. So, Aaron, is it a focus, you know, when you've got undergraduates here at the UW trying to get them prepared for entrepreneurship to start up startups?
I think it's more and more of a focus both at the university but also among the students. There's a trend going on in the workforce where you're seeing more and more people forming their careers by essentially freelancing, by being contingent workers and putting together careers that they're really driving themselves. And I think that trend is going to continue. The university had a grant from the Kauffman Foundation a few years ago to ramp up entrepreneurship on campus, and I think that it's a mirror image. The university is doing more, and the students are demanding more. And I think that's going to continue. And it's great for our economy because we know that the startup of new businesses and then their growth as they scale is what creates most of the jobs in the nation. So from 1977 to 2005, the Kauffman Foundation found that big companies actually destroyed about 1 million jobs a year on average on a net basis, whereas the startups and scale-ups created 3 million a year on average.
So how do you teach this? Is this, you have Entrepreneurship 101, you have a class on this, or is it wider, something in the broader education that you're shooting for?
You know, one of the things the survey tried to get at is what actually matters. And one of the most significant things for the students was coursework, which I don't think is surprising. And you can take courses in entrepreneurship. You can also take courses in skills that might help, computer programming or accounting or management, communication. But they also mentioned, one of the things that they mentioned often was experiential learning. So the university has created, for example, entrepreneurship-oriented residence halls where students who are interested in startups and being entrepreneurs can live together and benefit from bouncing ideas off late at night after class or working on companies in the lounge together. And then, of course, the other thing that people mentioned pretty frequently, about a quarter of people mentioned either faculty relationships, research experiences, or relationships with other students as being important factors to their startup.
Are there things you think that UW-Madison or other campuses, for that matter, can do to encourage more entrepreneurial spirit among students?
Yeah, I think, doing things that make it visible and helping people see that this is a viable career path. So celebrating entrepreneurial success, being proud of entrepreneurs, making it easy for them to connect to each other, having places that they can, maybe co-working spaces where they can get together and collaborate. Anything that you can do to kind of strengthen the community and make it more visible, I think, has the potential to create virtuous circles of growth. And I think that's a strategy you're seeing around Madison and around the university here. But I think it's also a strategy that can be employed in just about any community in Wisconsin.
Yeah, when you say startup to people, I think the first place that might pop into mind is, Silicon Valley or other places around the West or even East Coast. Do you think people are starting to see Wisconsin, a place like Wisconsin, as fertile ground for business creation?
There is a great article recently that came out demonstrating that Wisconsin was actually number two in sort of these second stage companies that scale rapidly. And oftentimes they're a little bit older, they're a little more mature, they're oftentimes in manufacturing related fields. And that's something where Wisconsin has always had a real strength. We're one of the most manufacturing intensive states in the country. And so people think of startups and they think of venture capital funded companies trying to pursue a drug discovery or create software. And those are certainly important. And that's something that the University Research Park is really focused on advancing. But entrepreneurship is a lot broader. There's people starting professional service firms or restaurant chains or any number of companies that have the ability to create jobs and bring money into communities across Wisconsin. And supporting that and cheering for that and helping connect entrepreneurs so they can support each other, buy from each other, promote each other, can really help strengthen the economy across Wisconsin.
There's been a lot of concern about brain drain in communities around the state, the idea that, we've got these students, they are from Wisconsin, they come from outside of Wisconsin, they get an education somewhere in the state, and then they go somewhere else to find a job or they go somewhere else to start up a business. So how can we harness the people coming out of the school who want to start that business to try to get them to stay somewhere in the state?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. When you look at the last decade, I think Wisconsin has lost something like 45,000 people in the sort of 18 to 30 demographic or so. I don't know if I remember that statistic exactly right. Madison area has actually gained about 10,000 of them. And I think that the things that are working here are, one, having growth in some of these dynamic fields that attract top talent, university-educated talent. And I think also really making sure that communities are great places to live, that we're protecting the natural resources we all enjoy, that we're investing in great schools. Those sorts of things make a big difference in terms of livability and keeping talent here. One of the things I saw in the survey when we got the results back, which I was really heartened by, is that we found entrepreneurs, graduates who were from all over the country, even the world, really. But over half of them were still in Wisconsin. So that's sort of telling me that a huge number of that we're not grabbing everyone, but a huge number of the folks that have the guts to go out and put their name on a shingle or borrow some money from a bank or friends and family and start a business, over half of them are staying and choosing to do it in Wisconsin, and they're choosing to do it all over.
Aaron, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
That was Aaron Oliver, Managing Director at University Research Park.